Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New body cam video shows the moment that police officers arrested the 58-year-old man who they say waited 12 hours on Donald Trump's Florida golf course before he was caught. Trump's friend, real estate developer Steve Witkoff, was golfing with the former president that day.
We're on the fifth green, and I heard the first shot. I was, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 yards away from him. We were in a tight bunch group. I saw the Secret Service do exactly what they're supposed to do, which was get right on top of the president.
It was the second attempt on Trump's life in 9 weeks. Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested in New York. The grand jury indictment against him to be unsealed in court in a short time from now. Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided over the past several months amid accusations of abuse. With flames shooting into the air, a pipeline fire in the Houston area has led to evacuations and power shutoffs. This is ABC News. Two on the stand today at a Coast Guard hearing over the Titan sub disaster. The former operations director at OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan, David Lockridge, called it unsafe just before its final dive in the summer of 2023 when it imploded on its way to the wreck of the Titanic. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
As investigators try to piece together what went wrong, we're learning that the crew was in touch with their support ship, the Polar Prince, via text message. One of the last messages to the surface from 2 miles down, all good here. Half an hour later, this dropped 2 weights, potentially indicating a crisis on board. Dropping the weights may have been a last-ditch effort to bring the Titan back to the surface.
5 people were killed in the implosion. The former office manager for the student newspaper at Dartmouth College has been sentenced to more than a year behind bars for stealing over $220,000 from the paper. Nicole Chambers is also ordered to pay the money back. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A Dane County judge Monday denied a request by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to remove his name from the November ballot now that he's dropped out and endorsed Donald Trump. Judge Stephen Elke ruled the Wisconsin Elections Commission correctly applied state law in denying that request earlier this month. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed back to Wisconsin. The Harris-Walz campaign Monday announced the vice president will hold a rally Friday evening in Madison. An exact time and location haven't yet been released. It'll be Harris's fourth trip to the state since she launched her bid for the White House in July. And dozens of citations for underage drinking at a Madison bar. A check at the unnamed bar by Madison police earlier this month found more than 150 patrons under age 21. Police say that number was over 50% of the bar's lawful capacity. Several of the underage patrons have been previously cited. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health. And as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday. Currently 69 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender. He loves me mad. He loves me silly and he loves me sad. He thinks I'm pretty. He thinks I'm smart. Just the way.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Martina McBride and My Baby Loves Me, 9:09. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour, we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. Well, a big celebration is planned tonight for former President Jimmy Carter. Now, the former president's 100th birthday tribute is coming a bit early. His official 100th birthday isn't until October 1st. He's already the longest living president in the country's history. Wow. The festivities are taking place at Atlanta's Fox Theater. There's going to be a whole bunch of people performing, including the B-52's Maureen Morris and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, along with a dozen others. Wow. Sounds like a pretty good show. The theater's website notes the former president once said music's the best proof that people have one thing in common no matter where they live, no matter what language they speak. Now, Carter has been in hospice care since February of last year. There's really no word if the former president will be in actual attendance, but with, of course, all of the new technology, he doesn't have to be there per se. He can watch it right from the comfort of where he's at, probably via the internet, some type of internet stream for that. So, a happy early 100th to former President Carter. Wow. Not sure I'd live to 100, but congratulations to the former president. Here's Billy Currington. Good directions. It's 9/11.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where it next come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. Caution light. There's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way past the caution light. There's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
out at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, he said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up, they dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son, you know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real country, 14.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a farm. Too long, this one right here's to the boys back home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott and Boys Back Home. Good morning, 9:20. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, a rewriting recovery event with the Red House of Hope is coming up this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Red House of Hope in Mondovi. Speaker is Tony Madison, founder of Trinity Equestrian Center. She'll talk about her transformative method for trauma. There'll be food, refreshments available. Therapy horses will also be on the grounds. Call 875-4702 or visit redhouseofhope.com for more information. Well, a lot of groups, as part of fundraising, they collect, you know, aluminum cans and that sort of thing, cash the cans in for the money. Well, one club decided to use old cans to win $1 million. Now, the Michigan Lottery Club has played the lottery for 3 decades. Members have funded their gambling habit with spare change that they earned from can recycling. Now, shortly after the drawing, they had not checked the Mega Millions ticket yet, so one of the members pulled out the ticket and checked the winning numbers and said, "Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. All the numbers matched except the Mega Ball." I thought, "Nah, this can't be right." Well, they had their husband look at the ticket, and he's like, "No, no, guess what? You're a millionaire. Your club's won $1 million. While the drawing took place in May, the winners will use their prize to invest. Kenneth Barrett, who represents the club, says it still isn't fully sunk in for the club members yet. They're going to invest the money. What? They're not going to buy $1 million in Mega Million tickets?
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people. We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
On the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Nate Smith World on Fire 935. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, there'll be a national workshop on USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing order system. That will be held tomorrow from 10 to 3:30 at the Sheridan Hotel with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, nine different presenters. You can also, there'll be a live video stream as well. Just visit PDPW. PDPW.org, for more information on that, as that is happening tomorrow. Let's run down today in history for this September 17th. 1787, the Constitution of the United States signed at the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. 1796, and to announce his decision not to seek a third term of president, George Washington presented his farewell address to Congress in a newspaper article. 1862, Confederate forces under General Robert E. Lee were crushed by Union forces at the Battle of Antietam in Maryland. 22,000 were killed, wounded, or missing. It still remains the deadliest one-day battle in all of American military history. 1941, Stan the Man Musial made his major league debut with the St. Louis Cardinals. 1953, Ernie Banks starts his career with the Chicago Cubs. 1955, actor James Dean filmed a television commercial for the National Highway Safety Committee, urging Americans to drive safely. He would later die in a car accident at the age of 24. just under a month before Rebel Without a Cause premiered in New York. 1961, the Minnesota Vikings debut in the NFL. Happy birthday, I guess, to the Vikings. They beat the Bears 37-13. Well, okay, you beat the Bears. Also, in 1966, Mission Impossible premieres on CBS. 1972, a television show called MASH debuts on CBS. They did pretty well with it. It stayed on the air 11 years and is widely regarded as one of the top comedy programs in history. The finale, titled Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, became the most watched and highest rated single television episode in U.S. television history at that time, with a record-breaking 125 million viewers, and I was one of them. 1991, the sitcom Home Improvement made its debut on ABC, one of the highest-rated sitcoms for almost an entire decade. Loved the Halloween shows with Home Improvement. 1991, a federal judge in Washington dismisses all Iran-Contra charges against Oliver North. 1977, Hall of Fame comedian and actor Red Skelton passed away at the age of 84. He's best known for his character, Freddy the Freeloader. 2002, NBA star Patrick Ewing announced his retirement from basketball. The 11-time All-Star had almost 25,000 points and 12,000 rebounds over his 17-year NBA career. In 2006, a volcano that had been dormant for over 10,000 years said, "Hi, I'm still here," as Alaska's Four Peak Mountain erupts. Oops. And in 2021, the Netflix series Squid Game was released. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Anabas Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 21 to 23.43, November down 16 to 22.88, December down 12 to 21.58, January down 14 at 20.35. Live and feeder cattle markets and hogs all moving mostly higher. Now, cash activity may not take place in many of the livestock markets, especially cattle, due to the cattle on feed report being released on Friday. But the trade is still optimistic that cash markets would be at least steady to slightly higher. Higher pork cutout values yesterday continue to help the hog markets as well. October live cattle up 70 cents to 177.92. September feeder cattle up $1.27 to 242.57. October hogs up $1.50 to 81.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets relatively flat, soybeans slightly higher, wheat slightly lower. A choppy trade is really the rule today as grain prices are consolidating near their recent highs. U.S. weather's turned dry for half of the U.S. corn and bean belt over the last 30 days, but crop conditions are not necessarily reflecting any significant problems. Really, as a matter of fact, that drier weather's helping with early harvest, could provide some harvest pressure. December corn down a half to 410 and a quarter. November beans, though, up 3 3/4 to 1008 and a quarter. December wheat in Chicago down 3 3/4 to 574 and 3/4.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. South winds at about 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low around 60. Sunshine and 83 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60 degrees. Slight chance of a shower Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 61. Sunny and 81 on Friday. Currently 69 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it. Just one more time, but a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool, AM, FM, XM tune. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Before I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. Should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. Yeah, play it again, play it again, play it again. Somebody play it again, play it again.
Sound of the American heart. And opera music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone. Still no wrong from right.
about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone. Sing the rain on the roof on a summer night where they still don't wrong from the right. Sing the song about the heartland. Sing the song about my life.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Chris Stapleton, Think I'm In Love With You, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder of the Mondovi Fireman's Fall Festival, September 28th, at the Barn Again Lodge in Mondovi. Doors open up at 1. Food, refreshments, and raffles will be available, along with music from the Bennett Valley Gray Band, from 3 to 5 p.m. and from 6 to 8 p.m. Cover charge is $5. Mondovi Fireman's Fall Festival, September 28th at the Barn Again Lodge in Mondovi. A New Jersey animal shelter says a Jack Russell Terrier that had been running loose for weeks near Newark Liberty International Airport is safe and sound and has a new name, Monkey. Monkey, believed to be under a year old, was spotted on multiple occasions over the course of the last few weeks and was able to evade capture attempts. Well, four legs versus two. Four legs always work better, right? The canine was caught in a trap by the Buddha Dog Rescue and Recovery. They probably had hot dogs or something inside the trap. And Monkey just couldn't resist. He was taken to the Rampo Bergen Animal Refuge on a stray hold, but officials say they believe Monkey was abandoned intentionally, and they're going to make sure he's all okay, get all of his shots and that sort of thing, and they're going to work to find him a forever home.
One in four people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are cold. were probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now, her arms are open. The houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trace Atkins, I Left Something Turned On at Home. 9:58, I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy National Monte Cristo Day today. Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese sandwich. The French sandwich called the Croisset Monsieur is inspired by the Monte Cristo. However, the sandwich goes by their names too. If you find a menu with French sandwich, toasted ham sandwich, or French toasted cheese sandwich, well, that's pretty much the same thing. Monte Cristo offers a savory sandwich with powdered sugar and jam preserves. Sweeten it too. Can I skip the jam preserves? To achieve the crispy outer coating, chefs dip the prepared sandwich in an egg batter, then pan fry it or deep fry it to perfection. The deep fried part sounds pretty darn good. Occasionally